Hello, Debbie speaking.
Hello, Debbie. Apologies, we've been playing phone tag.
We have, yeah. I just wanted to call because I'm a little bit confused. When you sent your email the other day saying that you need the general liability for a contract that you're doing. Are you talking for the freight forwarders? Because I sent you a proposal form saying that the freight forwarders is the, because that would be the liability that you would be seeking for a contract, not the general liability. General liability is
well,
the slips, trips and falls.
So, say that again. The general liability is just for...
It's just for the site at Tullamarine, for the situation.
Yeah. See, that was my query too. And that's where I think that... So, the general liability for that site, you know, we don't really need, because we're not performing any great deal of activity there, more so.
Yeah, but if you had... Say I came out to see you...
Yep.
Right, and I hurt myself.
Yep.
I would sue you.
Yeah, totally.
Without that public liability cover, you would be, and these days these claims for people injuring themselves with a slip or whatever, they're quite expensive.
Yeah.
So that covers that part of the office. And that, look, that's not a big thing, but you still do need it for your business, for your contracts and everything. That's where you need to fill out that freight forwarders proposal form that I sent you, because
that was really targeted for the shipping and docking and that sort of thing. That we're more in freight management.
But you still need that
as the same.
Yeah, there'll be some questions that aren't applicable to what you do.
Sure.
But majority of it will be. I've got another freight forwarder broker. He just sits in an office and he arranges everything. But he still needs that insurance, because if he wants to take on any contracts and he has to show that he's got the liability for it, for any contracts that he's designated, he can show them the certificate. So the general liability, I'll just put to the side. I'll continue working on it. But in my eyes, your priority is to get the freight forwarders so that I can get that off to the insurer, because that's where, you know, we were talking about the agreements and the contracts that you have with other companies. We can get somebody in-house just to check all of that, your terms and conditions, so that you're aligned. So, yeah, focus on that one. Get that back to me. It will take a couple of days, because obviously I have to send it to the other insurer for them to read and go through and come back to me and tell me what they need. But at least we can get the ball rolling with that one.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. And that will just – so once that's complete, you'll quote that up and return that. And then in terms of processing time after that, do you have any foresight on how long that will take?
I'm just trying to think. The last one, I mean, it depends on return of everything as well. They were pretty quick. It probably give them a couple of days, because it's depending on how busy they are. But they'll then just get their legal team to review all the documentation that we get you to send in. And then they'll come back to us, and the quote after that, the quote's pretty quick to come through, and I can set it up once I get it straight away.
Amazing. All right, I'll get that back to you today. Thanks.
Yeah, and then that way I'll send it to her, and then she'll review it, and then she'll come back saying, can you send this, 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 and this, and we'll then send that, get that sent through to them. That gives them everything they need, and then they can do the quote formally for me.
Terrific. Amazing. All right, thanks so much for your help.
That's all right. No worries.
That's soon. Thanks, everybody.
Okay, thanks. Bye, Joe.